All right, Raptors coming off a really impressive win last night. You know, we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about Fred VanVleet not playing and what that's going to mean for the rotation. And then you hear later that Scotty Barnes is out. And that, you know, you take two players out of the starting lineup, and this is not a rotation that Nick Nurse has been going deep into the bench for anyway.
Tack on no one in the building again. Makes me sick watching it.
Yep, and that's going to be the reality for a while. And they got off to a great start, and they never let go. And I thought Pascal Siakam might have had the best game he's had all year. And now they've got another test tonight in Chicago, taking on the Bulls. And here's our TSN Raptors analyst, Jack Armstrong. Is that too much hyperbole, too much exaggeration to suggest that that might have been Siakam's best game last night of the season, Jack?
Well, let's throw one more name in there, too. I mean, they don't even have Ken Birch, who probably would be starting center or, at the very least, the first big off the bench. So, no, here's my thing. I've had the good fortune to watch Pascal Siakam from his rookie year on, as you guys have. I even remember him when he played at New Mexico State. This is the best basketball he's played in his career. Well-earned, well-deserved. He's playing at an incredibly high level. A few years back, he was not only an all-star, he was all-NBA. And he's playing better than that right now. This is a guy that literally, as you know, jumped on a moving train after being out for 6 months with surgery and didn't start the season. And, you know, literally had to jump on board as the train was moving, which is incredibly hard. And he had some rough games early on, which were completely and totally understandable. And now he's in a groove. And to me, I'm just really, really enjoying watching his development in terms of how he reads the other guy, nine guys on the floor, how the game has slowed down for him, his recognition, his passing, taking on doubles, knowing where to go next. This is a young man, and I give the Raptor organization a lot of credit, and his coaches early in his career, Dwayne Casey, and obviously Nick Nurse now, the predominant amount of time, and how far he's come along. And they do a great job developing guys. And he is a classic example of a late first-round pick who a lot of people wondered whether he'd be an elite guy. And he's already been an all-NBA player, and he's been an all-star. And as I said, he's playing better than that. And he probably won't even make the all-star game because he missed an early part of the season, whereas I think Fred VanVleet, who's absolutely deserving as well of being an all-star, you know, will probably make it because he's played more games. And, you know, I mean, but both of them, in my opinion, are all-stars.
Jack, do you think we hear things every day on this show, whether it's coaches' cliches of learning lessons and moving on from it? Do you think there's been some growth and learning for Pascal? If you go back to the bubble, where I don't think he was in great basketball shape back then, there was rumors of that anyway, and some stumbles along the way, and he came out and said, nobody told me I was the guy, and he had some situations where he had the ball at ends of games and he wasn't coming through. Do you think he's kind of just bundled that all up and kind of learned and grown basketball-wise and as a human, and he's kind of put it together right now?
Yeah. You know, isn't it funny? I mean, Jeff, you look at some of the guys you played with, and you know, and you see them at, you know, in their 40s or 50s, and you're like, this wasn't the same guy when he was in his 20s. I can't believe the things he's saying. He sounds like a coach.
Yeah, you know? I'm probably one of them.
Yeah, we all are. And I have three sons, and I was a coach for a long time, so I get it, you know. And a lot of times during that process, as we know, there needs to be really hard discussions and many times conflict. And unfortunately in our society now, anytime there's like a coach and a player get into it and feathers get ruffled and all that, people want to create all this drama out of it. No. I mean, if you have a son or daughter, there's times you got to tell them what they need to hear rather than what they want to hear. That's tough love. That's good. That's the job of a teacher, a coach, a mentor, whatever the case may be, a parent, you know. And to me, I think the key is the character of the young man that you're working with and whether they have the maturity and self-awareness to be able to absorb the message, look in the mirror and say, you know what, I don't like what I'm hearing. There are times I'm going to fight it a little bit, but ultimately, little by little, I'm going to, yeah, it grows on you and you mature. So, yeah, I'm sure there was some conflict there. There was some challenges. There was some life lessons that he had to learn. But to me, I give him a ton of credit. He's come through that a much, much better player. And I'm excited to watch what I'm seeing right now. And he deserves all the credit.
With Jack Armstrong, our Raptors analyst. The Raptors are in Chicago tonight taking on the Bulls, and we don't have any word yet on Van Vliet or Barnes. We do know on the other side of the court, Caruso's out, Ball is out. So, you know, those are two primary pieces for them. The Bulls have had a great year. DeMar's had a great year. How do you see this one playing out tonight, and specifically with the younger guards who got minutes last night? I thought they played well. I thought Malachi Flynn and Delano Banton really played well last night. Do you see more minutes being dispersed because it's a back-to-back tonight?
Well, you know, so much of it is going to come down to how the game evolves. But, you know, you're right. I mean, the Bulls have had a tremendous season. And, you know, without Caruso and Ball, they're a different team, and particularly defensively. As good as those guys are offensively, they really set a tremendous tone for their team on the perimeter as defenders. They're tough guys. And, you know, in terms of Banton and Flynn, you know, a lot will depend on how the game plays out and whether Fred plays or Van Vliet plays or not. But ultimately, I think the thing with, you know, the discussion about minutes and all that. I mean, the job of a coach is to win games. So if Nick Nurse thinks by playing a guy 3 to 4 extra minutes is going to give him a greater chance to win, as a former coach, I support that. I mean, that's what you're trying. You know, that's the ultimate objective. And at the same time, there's an element of development, too, that comes into play. And I respect that, too, from a big picture. The one thing I'll say with that, and I think we'd all agree with this, the first thing we spoke about tonight was Pascal Siakam. We just mentioned Fred VanVleet. We can even go into OG Anunoby. Those guys all broke in a winning organization. The Raptors have been in the playoffs 7 of the last 8 years. They have a winning record right now. Season ends today. They're in the playoffs again, 8 out of 9. They have a championship there, and they're yada, yada, yada. But the bottom line is, Delano Banton and Malachi Flynn aren't playing for the Sacramento Kings, which are a gong show. They're playing for the Raptors. And I think when you look at the leadership of a Masai Ujiri, Bobby Webster, the great coaching of a Nick Nurse and his staff, you're going to be held accountable. You got to prove it. And you got to be able to do it every day and help a team win. Because that's what Fred VanVleet had to do. That's what Pascal Siakam had to do. If they didn't get it done, you know what? They didn't play. Hey, go play in the G League. You know, figure it out. But we're not handing you minutes. Now in Sacramento, they're handing guys minutes. And look what happens. Guys, it's empty calories. You know, guys are talented and they're good players. But are they guys that you look at and say, man, I want that guy in the foxhole with me to help me win? I know one thing. I want Fred VanVleet next to me in a foxhole. That guy's going to. He'll do whatever it takes to win because he's a winner. And as much as he was a great player in college, he's a great pro, too, because of having to play behind a Kyle Lowry and play with so many other good players and play for good coaches and be held accountable and things being demanded of him by the organization where they don't kiss his you-know-what. And to me, when you add it all up, that's why these guys become good. And you guys can go in any.
Yep.
You go to any sport, and it's the same thing. You know how? A dear friend of mine, an old time NBA guy, said to me, he goes, "The team you break in with, in a lot of ways, determines the professional career that you have."
I think that's something that rings out. We got to fly here, Jack, but I think everything you're saying there rings true. We hammer it home as well, and we'll see how it applies to the game tonight.
And look at your partner, Mr. O'Neal. I mean, look at the legend he became.
Exactly. Starting in Hartford. They don't even have a team anymore. That tells you all you need to know. Thank you, Jack.
Good night, guys.
There's Jack Armstrong with a couple of subtle shots at my Sacramento Kings, too. I don't appreciate that.